Use of video conference in immigration court has started in Arizona to help speed up an increasingly swamped system. Detainees at a private prison in Eloy have been appearing on a screen in Tucson instead of the court next door. The practice is legal, but it is controversial. From KJZZ's Frontiers Desk in Phoenix, Matthew Casey reports on a rookie lawyer tasked with using the technology for what he says is a life or death case.
Diljit Paul Singh Parmar turns his Mercedes and keeps it on the right road to the La Palma Correctional Center. His car's black interior is darkened by the cloudy day, and low light reflects off a shiny ornament on the dash.
This is the cross for Sikhs.
Parmar was a kid when his parents fled to the U.S. from India. Now he's an immigration lawyer whose very first client is due in court today.
Yep, my parents were granted political asylum.
The pathway to citizenship has everything to do with why Parmar is headed for Eloy. His client fled Venezuela, a country in chaos ruled by an authoritarian socialist.
Today we're going to be turning in the I-589, which is the application for asylum.
It'll only be Parmar's second court hearing, but neither have been in the same room as the judge who will decide his client's fate. Since February, an image of La Palma detainees has been sent roughly 60 miles to the immigration court in Tucson. Parmar feels nervous, but says he's lucky to be here. His soon-to-be co-counsel agrees.
Too blessed to be stressed.
Too blessed to be stressed.
Federal law allows for the use of video conference in immigration cases, and a handful of circuit court decisions have found the use was legal. But there's a pending lawsuit against the practice in New York and talk of filing one here.
I tried numerous cases where the immigrant prevailed, and it was televideo.
The RAND Corporation's Doug LaGore used to be a trial attorney for the government. He says in an asylum case, a judge must weigh body language with testimony.
That can be more difficult to do when the person is on a screen in a remote location.
Still, LaGore backs video conference hearings. He describes them as a tool for making immigration courts more efficient and helping some people spend less time in detention. LaGore says the system is fair to people seeking to stay in the U.S., as long as technological issues get factored in and courtroom staff are well trained to spot problems.
Folks need to be vigilant to make sure that at the end of the day, the process is fair and that all the due process elements for the immigrant are followed.
Alleged due process violations were at the heart of failed legal challenges in appeals courts. UCLA law professor Ingrid Egli says more cases could be brought as the government's use of video conference grows.
It can also be much harder for attorneys to actually defend these cases.
Egli's research found judges did not deny claims of people appearing via video conference at higher rates, but it also concluded that detained people with video cases were more likely to be deported than detained people who go to court in person. Egli says attorneys also told her about communication problems with interpreters working from different locations. It's an issue lawyers must consider when choosing where to try their client's case from.
They need to make an impossible decision about whether to sit with their client in a remote location and be beamed into the courtroom, or whether to join the courtroom and be present with the judge.
Diljit Paul Singh Parmar has decided to be with his client. He encountered a different setup at their second hearing. The judge and government lawyers were on one video screen instead of two. Parmar says the setup is awkward and makes it harder to humanize his client. On the drive back to the valley, he worries it could cost him the case.
Then turn right.
If I'm going to have an expert witness testify, like, you know, is the screen going to get even smaller?
The witness is an expert on Venezuela, where Parmar's client was part of a government opposition party.
And some of his colleagues have been jailed and tortured and killed.
The man has been in detention since November. Parmar needs to finish gathering evidence before arguing the asylum claim. A huge step this brand new lawyer estimates will come in early May. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.